already come under spotlight of the COVID inquiry, not least because they claim Boris Johnson once described COVID as nature's way of dealing with old people. He told today's hearing they were never intended to be read by anyone.
These were a way of just decompressing at the end of a day, and they were some thoughts I'd had that day and wrote down that day, as I say, in order to be clearer the following day that I was going to concentrate on the following day.
There are growing hopes a three-day pause in fighting between Israel and Hamas could be agreed soon, with hostages being handed over. Ambulances have been collecting premature babies from a non-functioning hospital in Gaza at the start of their journey to Egypt. A 35-year-old man's been arrested on suspicion of murder in what West Yorkshire police are calling a domestic-related incident. The force launched a manhunt last night after a woman in her 20s was found with serious injuries in Dewsbury. Detectives say they're not looking for anyone else. Parts of Leeds, Bristol and Salford have been named the worst in the UK for uninsured drivers. Police are launching a week-long crackdown. Tony Wallace suffered spinal injuries when she was hit by someone doing around 100 miles an hour.
When I found out that he was uninsured, I just felt absolutely hopeless because, you know, I've worked full-time in the NHS all my life. I just bought a new house. I thought, what on earth am I going to do?
Shakira has settled her tax fraud case with the Spanish authorities on the first day of her trial in Barcelona. The Colombian star says she resolved the matter for the sake of her kids, with prosecutors dropping a request for her to face time in jail. And the ousted co-founder of OpenAI won't be returning. Sam Altman's joined Microsoft. There was speculation he could be re-employed at the ChatGPT maker after a backlash from staff and investors. That's the latest. I'm Nick Qureshi.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now it looks like the rain has missed us. Yes. There was about a 30% chance of some rain, but that looks like it's now gone. It's beautiful and sunny outside with some clouds. It should stay dry for most of the day, and then there's about a 50% chance by about 9 or 10 o'clock this evening that you might get some rain. So enjoy that brisk, crisp weather.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM, here with Eat My Brunch from 10 right the way through till 1. My guest is coming up soon. Jacob from We Are All Fossils is going to be playing live in the studio at 11:30. I've seen him live quite a few times and he is superb. Got a brand new album coming out as well, so we'll be talking about that and loads more. Plus I've got some morning music to play out for you with my independent artists that I like to dot throughout the show. Plus we've got some brand new chart music and our A-list as well. So yeah, I'm a little bit, do you know what, I'm just going to put on, because I've got a guest coming in, just put a little bit on my, very pale at the moment, you know. Less is more when you get older with makeup, but seriously, I look so pale. My makeup doesn't seem to stay on very long. It used to do, but it doesn't do it anymore. I'm following loads of tutorials at the moment on sort of TikTok and stuff, but it just, I think makeup just seems to sink into my skin. And I got roped into buying this new product that's meant to, it's like not like a primer or something. But I sprayed it on. You might as well just spray water on my face. It made no difference whatsoever. Maybe it's just not the right thing. It's meant to give you a glow. but it didn't work. I keep spraying it on my face. And I was like, there's nothing happening. It's just like spraying water. It cost me £6, so it wasn't like the end of the world. You know, I've got a bit of a mixture of makeup. I like a little bit of, well, I can't, won't say the brand names, but they're quite expensive. And then I've got stuff that's dirt cheap. I like to mix. But you know what gives me joy, and this is really, it's really weird, isn't it? I think for me it's products. So I love when you get a new lipstick and you open it up and it's all brand new and the packaging's like, I love that. Could be eyeshadows, anything. I just love it. And also with skincare, I love that too. And also like nice shampoos and things. So that's my little kind of, you know, thing I have. And I do notice when I use, at the moment I've been using like this skincare, well, stuff from, it's a rip-off of one of the top brands actually, but it's not bad. But I've noticed that my skin doesn't look as good as it did when I was using like a bit more of a top end one, you know, moisturizing wise. Yeah, I don't know why I'm sharing that with you this morning. How boring. What shall I do now? I might get another cup of coffee. Very thirsty, very thirsty. So hopefully we've got Martin and Jacob, because Martin's MJ Media, and he organises a few of my interviews, actually, which is really superb. And brings in really fantastic talent like George Bone, who's on our A-list. That's a fantastic song called Valencia. He played that live in the studio. And George has actually been working with Pete Bakery, who I absolutely love as well. You know, those guys are brilliant. But he comes in and he might come in and he joins in. He sort of goes when somebody plays live. We all need a Martin in our lives. But he's good because he does organise gigs if he's listening. He's probably not even coming in today. I won't know. It'll be a surprise if he's here, you know. He likes to support music. And Hotbox is a great venue. If you've never been there, it's in Chelmsford, by the arches, which the old railway arch is there. And it is a phenomenal venue for bands, and the guy that runs it is a very generous and top bloke supporting, you know, musicians. I think Fatboy Slim was there not so long ago, so he has like really big acts, and it's only a small venue, and then he has like local bands and all sorts of things going on, so he's, you know, lots of and does lots of for the local music scene as well, so he's a good one. Now, I was talking about George Bone and Beat Bakery, and I thought I'd kick off this hour with this song, which is doing brilliantly. This is one more, it's called One More Time. This is Beat Bakery featuring George Bone. I love it.
My eyes on you, eyes on me. Moving left and right, but you're all I see. Let's make a move, don't go away. This feeling's worth too much, and I'm here to stay. Can't escape you when you say you love me. In the crowded room, and yet you're all that I see. My heart is racing when I feel you touch me, and you're showing me the way. We could say your eyes, we'll set the scene. Cause our love isn't built for the TV screen. Start the show, set us free. Let's experiment, make some chemistry. Can't escape you when you say you love me. Crowded room and yet you're all that I see. My heart is racing when I feel you touch me. We could stay all night, dance into the flow. And when the mood is right, we can take it slow. And if you're feeling fine, we'll see where we can go. Just one more time, just one more time. We could stay all night, dance into
I'm liking that. That's the brand new one from Bananarama. Coming up next is Kylie Minogue with Real Groove.
Feel my heartbeat. It's the same old feeling coming over me tonight. Me tonight. Feel it buzzing. Said I'm never gonna go, but tonight I think I might. Think I might. Give my
luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can-Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0777 609 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Phoenix FM.
Now, in a while, we will have Jacob from We Are All Fossils in the studio and, fingers crossed, playing live too. The roads, it's a little bit, I don't think you can get through, actually. There's barriers up this morning. So if you're listening in the car, you'll have to walk through because the barriers are up. We can't get anyone to get their cars here. I hope he's not got too much equipment to bring into the studio. What a nightmare. One of my hands has gone really cold. What does that mean? Let me have a look. I like doing this. Right hand cold, left hand hot. See what it means. What does it mean? Oh no, I don't like this. Oh, poor blood circulation. No, I didn't want poor blood circulation. I wanted to have something funny. Oh. Cold hands are a sign that your body is trying to maintain its regular body temperature. Always having cold hands is a problem. Oh no, I don't want to talk about that blood flow. No, I think what it is because I've opened the window as well and I've turned off the heating. I like it to be nice and crisp and cold because when singers come in, you don't want a lot of heating and stuff because it affects your throat. Yeah, exactly. I'm just trying to warm up. One of my hands, I don't understand. It's just one. I thought it was like one of these superstitious thing, you know. Oh. No, it's not persistent. It's warming up now. Oh dear. No, I haven't got anemia. Oh, dear. No, I know. This is why you should never look anything up online. Never look anything up online. Now, I'm just being... You managed to get here, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. There's a man... Yes, you are. There's a man looking through the window. I'm about to call the police. And no, I'm about to go and let my guest in. That's Jacob. And also, I did say Martin would be here too. Yeah. All right, see you in a sec.
Tell me.
I think I need professional help as well. I've just made my guest and other a lovely cup of coffee, and I also got a mug from the band as well. So I'm like, oh, that's lovely. Now I'm joined in the studio by Jacob Dest.
Oh, that's it.
Yes.
Nailed it.
From We Are All Fossils, ahead of their gig at the Hotbox this Saturday. And we're going to hear some tracks from their up-and-coming album. We've already been playing When I Find You, which is a beautiful duet with Tasha Robertson. And we're also playing Fire Out about 2 months ago as well. Saw you at HMV.
Yeah.
Where you did the wonderful live performance. So welcome back to the studio.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me back. And I hope you enjoy the mug.
Yes, I will. I put it in my bag already.
Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah, because Martin looked like he was going to eye it out.
We just have to say that Martin from MJ Media, who brings a lot of guests into the studio and always brings the very talented ones into the studio, I must say. Martin, your microphone is up. I got a lovely mug from We Are All Fossils, and you started going on about your mug story, that you've got about 400 indoors.
I have. Yeah. I don't know. I just started accidentally collecting... It's a cheap and easy thing to bring back from a holiday.
Yeah, and you're not getting a free mug from Jacob.
Yeah, I know. The hints are hard, aren't they?
But where, just to reiterate, where did you say you put your mug?
I'm not saying anything at all. Let go away. We only want to hear you when you're clapping for the music. Now, tell us about We Are All Fossils, because there's three of you in the band, and each of you, as I always say on the radio, are individually singers. You go out and write songs, and then you collaborate together with these fantastic harmonies and tunes.
And we've even got another member now, a guy called Nick Woodham, the best bassist I've ever come across. So there's four of us now. And, we kind of all help each other make the song work. So, you know, you compromise maybe your own, like, individual talent to make the overall song work. But, I'm so lucky to work with Mark, Dan and Nick. Very fortunate.
And when did you all get together? When did We Are All Fossils sort of get start, really?
It started as a YouTube project for me. I kind of wanted to do covers every week. And I then kind of wrote some songs to go with the covers for some shows. And me and Mark, Mark Halls, he had his own, well, he still has his own solo project. And we went out on this something we called a procrastinator, because we couldn't really get on any tours. And we just wanted to go and play around. And as we were playing, we started just playing on each other's sets. And Dan, who was doing percussion for both of us. And before we knew it, we just kind of all just supported each other. There's never really been like a decision like, let's do this now. It's just... It's kind of weird if we don't do it together now. But, yeah, there was no start date, I would say, for that. But, yeah.
And when you write together, do you bring down songs individually and then just work on them, or do you just go to the studio, or is it just different depending on...
So, because it's kind of a project that I started, it's always kind of come with... I'll come in with kind of a very full idea and then leave the room open for what they can add to it. And, you know, I think over the years I've learnt... more and more how to be more collaborative. I think I was in the earlier days, I didn't really know. I never was in a band where that was, I was always a writer on my own. I kind of take in something that I feel is really good, worth showing them. And then they build on that. I think the best thing about that is just you leave a little bit of door open for magic just to creep in. If you do it like that, if you think you've got the best idea, you probably don't. So it's kind of like you take it in, just see what they do. And it's always, they always show me like a different way. Vocally, they're both so, so good. And that's not my strongest point, to fit in with the harmonies. But the things they highlight are incredible. And more often than not, I'm just like, that's it, that's it. And then we quickly voice note that down, and then that'll be on the next single kind of thing.
And that is quite hard for an artist to do, isn't it? To give, I think when people start off, they think they want to do the whole thing. I want to do the whole production. I want to sing. I want to do it. I want to say it's all me. And if you do open the door up for other, you know, whether somebody's playing bass or playing drums or doing that harmony, it adds to the overall sound. It's better not to be too...
Yeah, if you're doing it all on your own, you have no time to spend it with anyone else. And when you have really good bits, you don't get to share that with other people, you know? So, it's way more fun to be collaborative and learn from each other than to think you've always got the best idea.
Now, this question I've asked all year of musicians, and I think I've had one person that said, no... You're not going to say no. Do you feel that your songs are gifted to you from the universe sometimes? It's not always, but you literally write something, you go, that didn't even feel like it came from me. It feels like it comes from somewhere else. Do you ever get that when you're writing?
I think a lot of people identify it in different ways, like, you know, the universe, or, you know, maybe just even the stillness in your brain so that your analytical side can not be, you know, there when you write. But I do feel certain mornings when you pick up a guitar and there's certain things that you're doing, if you don't try and monitor it as you go along, then yeah, there's definitely something that happens. I feel like it's kind of it's a space that I love to be in, but it doesn't always like present itself when I want it to. And the best thing is it will present itself when you're in a rush, when you can't write, when you know, because then it's just it's like a bit of a playfulness that comes in. But yeah, I do agree with you, there's something extra happening, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah, the universe. Yeah. Now you're going to play a song, and then we're going to talk about the new album, and we're going to talk about Hotbox, because you're playing there at the weekend, which will be immense. And if there's any tickets left, I suggest you go along, because it's a fantastic venue, as I always say, and they do it really well at Hotbox for promoting music. The sound is exceptional there, and it's a proper stage, and it's just a lovely venue. It's just it's a really friendly venue as well. You can go along there as a female on your own, or as a guy on your own, and you'll just meet a load of really wonderful people who love music.
Yeah, they've harnessed a beautiful culture there.
Yeah.
And it's lovely that we get to play there on Saturday. Looking forward to it so much. We haven't played as a full band since 2020 in Chelmsford, so cannot wait.
Now, tell us about this first track. Are you going to be playing Fire?
I'm going to play Fire, yeah.
Yeah, which is the one that I've been playing out. That was the first one that you sent over, so that was probably about a month ago, which I played out a lot. That's why I know the words. So tell us about this song.
I kind of like wrote this one in a bit of a blur. Within 2 days, it was start and finish, and I'm still kind of digesting what really happened, but I feel there's a lot in there for people to find their own meaning. I've got my one, but a lot of people can just hear it for themselves, I guess.
Brilliant. So here is Jacob from We Are All Fossils. This is from the new album, and this is an acoustic version of Fire.
Up cold and still alone, there's nothing here of you to keep me warm, to help me through, 'cause I don't know what I would do, 'cause I'm on fire every time I'm every time I'm with you. Stuck in my head over again, I don't mind if you don't too, please don't escape or ever fade, 'cause I don't know what I would do, 'cause I'm on fire every time I'm with you, I'm on fire every time I'm with you. Are you ever come back? Who knows? Ooh, am I following my own tracks? 'Cause I'm on fire every time I'm with you, I'm on fire every time.
Thank you.
Oh, fantastic. That was absolutely absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
And as you know, I've been playing out the full band version of that, but it's something really special when it's broken down and just the vocals. You've got really good control with your voice. It is quite hard to sing softly. A lot of people really sort of belt things out. It takes a lot of control.
Yeah, I think weirdly I can't sing that loud. So maybe that's my... I think I'm a very shy person, so when I used to like sing in my bedroom, it just used to be as light as it could be. And then, yeah, I kind of just found it way more comfortable. I like the vulnerability of it now, which before I used to not at all. But yeah, no, there's some control in this.
When did you discover, you know, when you wanted to be a musician? I mean, were you singing along to stuff when you were a kid, or is it something that you developed more as you were a teenager?
I always had a draw, like, to music. Strangely, I have like the odd memories of me sneaking up to my dad's like massive old school hi-fi with all those metal knobs and putting on music myself and just putting my headphones on and enjoying it. I was always drawn to the melancholy kind of sounds. I remember listening to That's Why They Call It the Blues by Elton John on repeat. It was holiday and it was sunny outside, and I just went, no, I've got this. This is where I want to be. And some Bee Gees, like some of the slower Bee Gees tracks. And yeah, I used to be into sports quite a bit when I was growing up, and I injured my knee quite badly. And a friend of mine started playing guitar, and I thought, wow, it'd be really fun to play, you know, along with him. And he's incredibly talented, and I just wanted to play the chords, and he did all the solos. And from there, it just kind of, the passion just grew, the kind of feeling quite familiar and in that space, but not being there before, was just something that was like, well, I think this is what I enjoy doing, you know. So that's, I hope that's some sort of answer.
Independent music, independent musicians, how difficult is it to do this? Because you don't do it. It would be lovely if every musician that I knew made a huge amount of money from their original music. It doesn't always happen. Most of the time it doesn't. People, it's a passion project. So how do you do this, and what is it like being an independent musician rather?
I would say it's definitely testing on many, many levels, and it kind of puts you through the ringer if it's about passion, then you'll stay and you'll enjoy it and you'll redefine what success means to you. You know, having figures and ways of measuring yourself, it's quite detrimental. I kind of think it's great because it validates you through other people's eyes, maybe. But to sum it down to a figure is very, you know, short of what the actual meaning of music is, for me at least. But yeah, I think as an independent musician, you just got to enjoy what you do, keep innovating. And I think if something feels like it's slightly out of your comfort zone, that's kind of maybe a good compass. That's something where I've been leaning into recently, and it's kind of revamped and made everything feel quite fun. And then everything that's exterior, which I don't have control over, that's just that, and I'm enjoying what I'm doing right now. If I have to rely on the exterior to give me the fun, that's not got legs. It's not going to last, I don't think.
I think the main thing is as a musician, is if you can get up on stage and play your original material, you've already won.
Yeah.
Because you've actually done it.
Yeah.
And also releasing something as an independent musician.
Yeah.
Because it takes a lot. It's not just recording the song, it's putting it together, it's doing all... Because musicians have to do the whole lot. So you've won if you can do any of those things, really.
And, like, that's why this Saturday at Hotbox is going to be a celebration for us. We get to play the music that we've been writing, the rooms at late at night, and share it with people. And, you know, when people leave a comment saying how much they like the songs, it really does spur you on to kind of... follow what you enjoy doing, you know. So people that do that, thank you.
So Hotbox, we just mentioned Hotbox. How much are the tickets? What time is it all kicking off, and what can people expect on the evening?
How much are the tickets? £10 for the tickets. And
online, you know, 12 on the night.
That's it. So £10 online now, or 12 when you go in the door. Doors open at 7. And we've got an amazing support act, Armored Man. It's a duo with a very kind of like unique twist to the... well, it's not actually that unique, really, in terms of it's folk done properly.
Proper English.
Yeah, it's proper English folk. And they've kind of revamped it to make you want to, you know, really go into it again. And I've seen them play live, and incredibly talented musicians. So just for them to say yes, they really wanted to be part of it, was, I just knew the night was just going to be like way better. But in terms from us, we've got four of us playing and a special guest, Tasha Robertson, joining us for the single.
Must mention her very, 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 very quickly, because Tasha Robertson is the voice on When I Find You, which is a new track which I've been playing out, and she's got an amazing voice, blends beautifully with the track as well. So how did that collaboration come about?
We were kind of talking about doing something together for a little while. We've always really enjoyed each other's music. I think she's just such an incredible singer-songwriter, such a natural talent, and her voice, as soon as it starts singing, it just sits so well. And I sent her the song on a Wednesday, just saying, look, next week I'm recording this. Would you want to be part of it? Because I wrote it with her kind of in mind, but we were moving so quickly with the recording that we needed, you know, to get it down. And in a week's time, from asking her, she was already recording with us. And me and Mike Curtis, who recorded the single, we both just looked at each other and just like, this is what we needed. This is the texture. So, yeah, I'm very, very excited to have her on the show with us for maybe more than one song, let's put it that.
Oh, don't give away too much.
Yeah, no, I won't.
And can people get a copy now? Are we allowed to say what the album is? Is it out now or is it coming out? Will it be available on the night as well for people to buy physically? Because it's a good way to support musicians too.
Now, I would have loved that to be in the case, but there's a whole batch of new songs that came at the back end of the recording that we all kind of felt like maybe we need to push this back a little bit more because it's quite exciting where it's going. So I believe April 6th, we're going to be doing something special.
Are we wanting to say?
I guess, yeah, there might be something special in the pipeline.
Who knows? Is he helping you at all, Martin? You're just sort of like half asleep there. Hello, who am I?
No, I know what it is, but I didn't know whether we were saying
it's
coinciding with an album planned for around about then.
Ah, right, okay, that's why. Oh, right, sorry, yeah. Not telling me nothing, basically.
Off mic, we'll tell you.
You're not getting that mug in there.
Then we're not telling you.
So the gig is on Saturday. If you want to get tickets, it's £10 or £12 if you book online, or if you go on the night.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic venue in Brentwood. There is parking there as well, or you can just, you know, enjoy yourself, have a drink, and get there by public transport. It's right by the bus station.
I think you said Brentwood then.
Did I say Brentwood?
I think you did.
Did I say Brentwood?
Yeah.
No, I meant to say Chelmsford. Brentwood is obviously fantastic, but this is actually in Chelmsford. And if you check out Hotbox, you'll find them on Facebook. They've got their own website. You can borrow your tickets there and have a look for other musicians and other things that are coming up as well, because they've always got stuff going on right the way through the week. And as I said, it's a friendly venue. If you want to go along, any age group as well, you don't have to be like a teenager to go, although they do have different music nights that are on there for everybody. So do check it out, because it's a great venue, and the sound, as you know, the sound quality in there is phenomenal, because you've got people doing all the mixing and stuff like that. So are you going to get all photographed and all that sort of thing on stage? You got all that coming
for the show?
Yeah,
I mean, maybe.
Yeah,
sweaty mess, maybe.
Well, you'll have Martin standing right at the front, because that's what he always does, isn't it?
And you'd miss me if I wasn't.
And how tall are you, Martin, by the way?
6 foot.
Yeah,
it's not that tall.
Yeah, when we used to go to gigs at the Basement, which you probably
know the basement.
Yeah, Martin would always be about 2 foot away from the lead singer, and then nobody else could see them. So I'm pleased you're going to be on stage.
I always used to say when you used to bring that up, I used to say, well, it's my promotion, I'll stand where I like.
Oh, see what I mean?
I guess that will happen on this show then.
Yeah, I think you probably will do. Sorry about that.
And it is my last promotion of the year.
Is so, it?
Yeah.
Oh, we're taking a bit of a break, aren't we?
I thought it would. I'm getting older now, you know.
Oh, yeah. You're not, Martin. You just love music and you love life.
Thank you, Dom.
And you love collecting mugs.
I do like that. Where is it again?
I'm not saying. I like the way he gets involved in your interview. Like, you got to have him here, though. He is that little bit of a jester in the background. Are you going to play another song live?
Oh, yeah. I kind of forgot that we were going to do that.
No, I wasn't sure how many you wanted to do, but yeah.
Yeah, no, I can do a song called Mountains. Is that okay?
That's beautiful. Lovely. And is this going to be on the new, or is this an older track?
Yeah, I think it might be. It's done really well for us, so I think it'd be a shame not to have it on any release. So it might show its face on the album.
Okay, lovely. Here we go.
Mm-hmm. strolled into the darkness. Seems my mind wanted to keep me alone. I wasn't scared if I'm honest. No, my eyes started to see the faults. Oh, every day and everywhere I could see a new sun rising ahead up through the air to calm the seas. It could tear down your mountains and leave your mind at ease. Then I saw the smoke, it rose high in the air, sealing up our hope. But if we dare to dream, I'm sure we could see a new sun rising again up through the air to calm the sea. Tear down your mountains and leave your mind at ease. It could tear down your mountains and leave your mind at ease.
Ah, oh, that is beautiful. And I know that you're listening out there just going, that is gorgeous. Gorgeous in my ears, my headphones on. It's just, yeah, great voice, great songs.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's wonderful to see you again. And also, well, hello, Martin. And don't forget, if you want to find out about We Are All Fossils, go and check them out online. They've got Facebook, they've got Instagram. They're probably all over the place on even TikTok. Are you on TikTok yet?
Yes, we are there.
Yeah, love a bit of TikTok.
We are
best place
TikTok.
For new music, actually.
Yeah, it is,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Definitely, build your fan base. If people want to find you, you can just go online, type in We're All Fossils. There is only We're All Fossils. And go along to Hotbox at the weekend. £10 if you book tickets online, £12 on the door. And they've also got support as well as Tasha Robertson, who I'm going to play this song next, because this is your brand new track, which will take us nearly up to the news, which is When I Find You. You give a bit of background about it already with the gorgeous Tasha, and she's going to be performing this live, possibly another song of the weekend as well.
Maybe. Yeah.
Now, speakful.
Yeah. No. The song is just kind of it's just a song which you are drawn to, fighting for something that you really desire, and sometimes that fight takes so long that you kind of think, "Do I really want it?" But ultimately, you enjoy it, you know. So When I Find You is about the journey towards something you really desire.
Brilliant. Lovely to see you again. Always a pleasure. Great vocalist. Brilliant songwriters. Go check them out. And this is We Are All Fossils. This is the brand new one featuring Tasha Robertson, and it's called When I Find You. Thank you. Thank
you. I ran to the coast. I ran to the woods. I ran as fast as I possibly could. Oh, I climbed the highest mountain. I went to the valley below. I followed every river I thought you might know. When I find you, darling, can I take you home? When I find you, I find you, darling.
that is We Are All Fossils featuring Tasha Robertson, When I Find You. And Jacob from We Are All Fossils is still in the studio, and you were just telling me about the recording of the drums for this track.
Yeah, so they were recorded in my bathroom. The drummer was willing to follow my ask of him, really. And yeah, somehow, you might, if you listen closely, hear the toilet seat creak, because it is broken. So
I just had an image of him in the bath, but he was actually sat on the loo with seat down.
Yeah. And there's also a bit of rock wall that we were hitting, because that's got a nice little low end to it.
Yep.
So there's rock wall and toilet seat in that song.
Is there a video? Are you putting that out online, how you recorded it?
Yeah, there's a video that I took, which I will put out on Instagram, maybe later today.
TikTok, love it. People will love all that. Yeah.
Okay, I will.
Yeah, man on toilet plays drums.
Yeah.
What's that, Martin? What are you doing? You getting involved again? What are you saying?
I just said that will obviously go viral. Yeah. Why wouldn't it?
You know? There we go. Martin's not part of the band, by the way. He's MJ Media, who always... Don't let him play anything. No drums, no nothing.
Can't sing. Can't sing.
Can't dance. What can you do? Right, just coming up to... nearly coming up to the news. Let's. Thanks very much to my guests in the studio. We're going to go to the news. Poor Martin.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix.